The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know. I don't really get this one. It's like just a little gospel, and Jesus is out of his mind. Right? That's what his family is saying about him. I think there are many things that we can draw out of this. Obviously, we see Jesus' immense popularity, and it's even certified by the fact that here we have, say, testimony against him. So have you ever tried to make like a mild critique of, say, a public figure that somebody else likes? Right? It doesn't go over very well. Well, this is, say, a report of Jesus being, quote unquote, out of his mind that would have been told in the early Christian communities, people who realized that Jesus is the absolute center of their lives. So the only thing that we can say about this is that it was said, and it affirms Jesus's massive popularity. So do you remember that tension that Jesus was, that they couldn't even eat, and how his own family thought that was just something that was too far? It was too far. So, right, this is this little passage. There's more here too, this, the absolute centrality of Jesus. And it's caused me to reflect on the Mass. But here I've seen that, right, we hear that ite missa est, go forth, the Mass is ended. But the Missa must be connected to the mission. If the Mass is not a missioning event, it doesn't go anywhere. And if it just stays here, I'd say it's not worth it, because it's not working. If it just stays here, we're not changed. We're not changed. Because we're changed people by virtue of the fact that Jesus is absolutely central. And we're changed people to the effect that we look different from the people around us. And if we don't, we've got a problem. We've got a big, big problem. And maybe I do have to say that because we're kind of sheltered. Maybe I don't have to say that because you're aware of what's going on in the world and even in our local church, the Diocese of Paterson. Year on year, we're losing about 100 people, 50 to 100 people per church. We're losing about $1,000 per weekly collection per church. We're dying. The church in Paterson, well, I'm recorded on this, so someone sent it to the bishop. Go ahead. We're dying. We're just dying. Is that because Jesus is absolutely central? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. If there's one thing that every single human person needs, it is to have Jesus be absolutely central to their lives. Every person here, every person who identifies as Catholic, every person who does not identify as Catholic, we have the exact same need. Otherwise, my friends, we're just dying. And not just as a church, but individually. And we all want to live. We all want life, and we want it to the full. And that's what Jesus came to give us. And praise God, he's gathered this large remnant group in his church this morning, that we can receive life from him, that in laying down our lives, in turning over to him our hearts and our lives, we can be set on fire with his love. We can receive from the abundance of his life and start to revive the world around us.